Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Wee Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about the ORI. You can buy or buy. I believe most of you need no further introduction to Toa Payoh. Do you know Toa Payoh was the second satellite town to be built after Queenstown? But it was the first to be conceived and built solely by the Housing and Development Board, or HDB. And yes, Queen Elizabeth visited Toa Payoh not only once, but twice. Are you surprised that she never visited Queenstown? Do you know why? Must show her the heartland where most Singaporeans want to live. And also show her how HDB has transformed our town since we become self-independent. Do you know, when HDB built its headquarters in Toa Payoh HDB Hub, that already set the foundation. They have chosen Toa Payoh because this is the most central heartland location. This also means it's the cream de la cream for all HDB towns. This set the tone for today's video. An upcoming condo right in the heart of Toa Payoh. Without further ado, let's dive straight into the details. As usual, let's go into the site details. This upcoming condo is located along Lorong 1 Toa Payoh. It's sitting on the former site of the Police Security Command. It measures 15,000 square meters and has a built-up area of 66,000 square meters. This site was awarded to a joint venture company comprised of CDL, Fraser Properties, and Siki Su House. They have purchased this site at a record-breaking $968 million. There are two other bidders that offer our capital land through their subsidiary, Tangling Land, at $890 million, followed by Guaco Land, Hong Leong Holding, and TID at $775 million. CDL and partners' bid work out to be 14,000 per square feet of GFA. Let me put it into layman terms. The land rate work out to be 1,360 per square feet after factoring in construction costs, professional fees, and marketing fees. The break-even will be 2,305 per square feet per plot ratio. Let's factor in a 20% profit margin. This will work out to be 2,766 per square feet. Take note, no official prices have been issued by the developer. But we can easily take the cue from nearby Chuan Park as reference. Please add a little more because of Toa Payoh's superior location. The ORI will have two blocks of 40-story apartment with landscape decks, basement car parks, and communal facilities. Is on 99 years leasehold. There are a total of 777 units. The date of vacant possession is 31st May 2030. There will be 627 car park lots, which also include 19 EVs lots. As for the unit mix, it is as follows. 60% of the units will be 1 bedroom plus study, 2 bedroom, 2 bedroom plus study, and 2 bedroom premium. The remaining 40% will be 3 bedrooms, 3 bedroom dual key, 4 bedroom, and ultimately 5 bedrooms. As usual, let's head straight to the SWOT analysis. Firstly, is the developer track record. CDL, Fraser Property, and Siki Su House are household names to most. CDL is a leading global real estate company in Singapore with over 60 years of experience. Fraser Property is also a leading property developer that span residential, retail, office, and business space. As for Siki Su House, it is a leading property developer in Japan and celebrated its 60th anniversary in 2020. This means the three heavyweight players will give confidence to buyers that their property will be delivered to the highest standard upon TOP. The ORI is also the next new residential launch in Toa Payoh since 2016 after the launch of Gem Residence. If you are aware, there are only a handful of condos in this area. From the aging Orlando Tower to the slightly newer Travista. Otherwise, you'll be the freehold trellis tower or the super spacious Sky 11 that is out of reach to both HDB upgraders. That is why even DBSS in Toa Payoh are commanding record prices after record prices. This will be the same for most Toa Payoh MOP HDB flats. There is always a strong pent-up demand to own a home in Toa Payoh, whether they are HDB flats or private properties. Toa Payoh is a very mature town with much to offer, from hawker centres to wet markets. And proximity to popular primary schools. Next to PIE and CTE, a 5 minutes walk to Braddell MRT station, short drive to every corner of Singapore. Yet, this is a very heartland location. Singaporeans love it. That's why if you have noticed in some of my past video analysis, there is a change of heart for Singaporeans to move closer to the heartland than the city centre. Why? Well, homes are expensive in the city centre, far away from schools, higher grocery to food costs, high car park fees to maintenance fees. That is why condos such as Park Clementis, Sterling Residence, Jibskate, and Park Esta to Treasure at Tampines all make huge profit as compared to homes in the city. You don't believe me? Let me randomly share with you Park Clementi's performance. This is the latest transactions. Many winners and zero losers. 4 and 5 bedroom are easily making 700,000 to 900,000. Analyzed return between 9 to 10%. This is very impressive. Just hold for 3 years and more than double your initial down payment. This is even better than queuing up for Singapore Pool. Obviously, today new homes are small. I know this is a pain point for most buyers. But what to do? With a smaller family nucleus and to keep overall price point affordable, sizes have to shrink. This is happening to most major cities from Hong Kong, KL to Guangzhou. The unit layout is also designed with a long narrow corridor with the lift shaft in the center. This is pretty common for most high-rise condos in Singapore. Developers love it because this generates the highest efficiency from a design perspective. Another pain point I want to share is the lack of a laundry area. If you put the washing machine and dryer inside the viewing cabinet, over time, your cabinet will spoil due to the heat generated. Moreover, it's not eco-friendly to have a dryer when we have beautiful sun throughout the year. That is why, in my opinion, HDB flats are still better designed due to their more generous approach in terms of efficiency. Hopefully one day, UIA design parameters can adopt those used by our humble HDB flats. The next weakness is prices. Nothing much more to say. Let's assume the going rate is 2,800 per square feet. However, you must be wondering, so high ah, how to make money in the future? Next time, sure lose money. Really? Based on what facts? Some of you here will say, Alan, might as well I buy an Orchard Road resale condo at 2,300 per square feet. Left with a balance lease of 85 years. Well, I didn't say you can't buy. In reality, you should seriously consider it. Why bother to pay 2,800 per square feet for the Toa Payoh location where I can see Ion Orchard and high floor unit can even see MBS at 2,300 per square feet? This is a no-brainer, right? That is ultimately your choice. If you prefer staying in the city and can stomach the risk. After all, there are only 3 winners and 57 losers. Going forward, I seriously hope you will hoard big by joining that 5% of winners. Gem Resident pricing is going to touch 2,000 per square feet pretty soon, as it is the newest with a remaining lease of 90 years. This means that the Ori is also priced at around 2,800 per square feet. This is easily 40% above Gem Residence. Let's rewind back to 2016, when Gem Residence was launched for sale at an average price of 1,427 per square feet. Back then, Orlando Tower with a remaining lease of 80 years was going for 1,084 per square feet. It looked like a steal, right? This means Gem was selling at 31% premium over Orlando Tower. Let's fast forward to 2024. Gem is doing 190 per square feet. Whereas Orlando Tower is doing 1,470 per square feet. This means their difference is still maintained at 31%. Interesting, right? This means that even though Gem Residence was sold at a relatively higher price at launch, with a rising property market, its prices will continue to inch upwards. Let's trace back to their overall performance. Orlando Tower did 46% from 2014 to 2024. Trevista did 36% and Gem at 35%. Wow, that is why I always say, don't rule out all resale condos. They can give you a run for your money. If you look closer into the chart, prices have continued to move upwards over time, even during the slow period from 2014 to 2019. Prices remain relatively flat, but you wouldn't see it crashing either. This is due to a shortage of supply in Toa Payoh. There is basically no stock. You want to buy, also nobody is selling to you. With more $1 billion HDB upgraders from Bidadari, Ang Mo Kio to even Sengkang, what do you think they will do next? HDB upgraders always prefer new homes because they are used to it. This only points to one direction for the Ori in the coming years. Lastly, what are the threats? Again, the same thing. Are we at the peak of the property cycle? Geopolitical tension, economic outlook ahead, coming general election, and aging population. Job to be replaced by AI and so on. As previously mentioned, if you think too much on the negative, don't need to buy ready. Can keep your money under your pillow. The worst thing that can happen to you is kena scam. Tio bo? That is why it makes sense if you have extra to invest in real estate. real estate is ultimately a very safe asset class all over the world, especially so in Singapore, where land is scarce. Buy with a long-term horizon and do not overstretch. In this way, you can sleep soundly at night, like I do, without worrying about short-term fluctuation. Personally, the ORI is a sought-after project with large landscaping, decent layout, and reputable developer with strong track records, located in a very sought-after town such as Toa Payoh and many other plus points. This is a product that will and can move. The only concern is the price. Let me share with you a real example. I have a client that bought Gem Residence in 2017 at 1,400 plus per square feet. Older resale condo are doing 1,000 plus. Back then, I think it's very high, and I worry if they can make money. Fast forward to today, I just checked. They are easily sitting on 400,000 in profit. They could enjoy the property while preserving their wealth. Isn't that beautiful? That is why, don't wait to buy, buy to wait. Going forward, don't expect to make a lot of money unless another crisis hit us and prices gallop forward. So, please be realistic about your property horizon. The showfair will tentatively open on the 3rd of January 2025. Expect traffic jams and score of buyers flocking to the show flat along Toa Payoh West. My company is the official marketing agency. Please contact me if you need the official brochure. Come support me as how you support this channel. If you have any friends or relatives who are keen, please share with me some lobangs. Just like how the Queen visited Toa Payoh twice. Thank you.